Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Stephanie L., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Friday, October 11th, 2024, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today, we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're on page 52, third full paragraph, beginning with, "When we saw others solve their problems," through one paragraph, ending with, "But the God idea did." We're going to read and comment in just that one paragraph this morning. Today's readers are Chanel T. reading the text, Wendy M. reading page 164, and Lisa N. is our backup reader today. Newcomer greeter is Betsy H., and announcements will be Shelley E. The reference ID number for yesterday, Thursday, October 10th, 2024, is 21,821 or 21821. And today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 21,823 or 21823. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering. Wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Terry G. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Thank you, Stephanie L., and good morning, everybody. This is Terry G. from Pensacola, Florida, and I am a food addict. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons that we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for giving me an opportunity.
Thank you so much, Terry G. And I will now ask Barbara W. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning. I'm a compulsive overeater and glad to be amongst this group today. Number one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Number two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders but trusted in service. They do not govern. Three, the
Barbara, I think you are muted. Barbara? I think you got muted. Can I be heard, everybody?
Yes, she can be heard.
And
also
I also
Barbara
heard her.
Can be heard.
Yeah, Barbara can be
Barbara
heard.
Too.
Oh, it must be just on my end. Okay, well, keep going, Barbara. That's so strange. Sorry, guys.
Can't hear anything. Okay, now I don't hear Barbara. Cannot hear anything.
Me neither.
Can't you hear me? Hello?
Barbara, is that you?
Yes, this is Barbara.
Okay. Would you start the tradition from the beginning, please? We weren't hearing some things. We're missing Stephanie.
Okay,
I'm back, guys. I don't know. I'm having technical difficulties, but did I hear that Barbara's back too?
Yes, everybody's back.
Number one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Number two, our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders but trusted servants. They do not govern us. The third, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop compulsively overeating. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group should have one primary purpose, is to carry its message to compulsive overeaters who still are suffering. Six, the OA group ought to never endorse, finance, or lend OA's name or related facility outside enterprise or lease problems of money, property, or divert us from our own primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supported, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should always remain non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such never be organized, but we may create service boards and committees directly responsible to those they serve. Yes. Number 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, our OA name ought to never be drawn into public controversies. 11, our public related policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need to always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of community. Number 12, anonymity is our spiritually foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to practice these principles before personality. Thank you. Did you guys hear me?
We heard you. We don't hear Stephanie.
Okay, good.
Okay. You guys, I'm so sorry for all the technical difficulties this morning. It's so strange. But thank you, Barbara W., and thanks, everyone, for your patience.
Yeah, so thank you.
Okay, how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, please let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're on page 52, the third full paragraph, beginning with, when we saw others solve their problems, through one paragraph ending with, but the God idea did. And we're going to read and comment on just that one paragraph this morning. And I will now ask Chanel T. to please begin reading.
Well, hi there, Stephanie. Hi, everybody. This is Chanel T., recovered in Washington State, purely today, purely by the grace of God. When we saw others solve their problems by a simple reliance upon the spirit of the universe, we had to stop doubting the power of God. Our ideas did not work, but the God idea did. Nice. Okay. Yesterday we talked about it, so I'm not going to go into the previous paragraph, even though it's rich. We talk about that as the bedevilments paragraph, and it's recorded for both meetings, so it bears hearing or hearing again, in my opinion. It's beautiful stuff. And I am powerless over, I admitted, I am powerless over food, right? Addiction. Dash. And my life has unmanageability, which we talked about in the bedevilments yesterday. Guess what? That happens whether the food is in my mouth or down, if I don't have a spiritual solution. I'm living proof of that. I like what Oxford says about unmanageable. Difficult or impossible to manage, manipulate, or control. Manipulate or control? And me? Yeah, I can be manipulative and controlling, and it doesn't get me anywhere. But when we saw others solve their problems by a simple reliance upon the spirit of the universe, I can either have the light on, spirit of the universe, or I can stumble around in the dark. Example, this morning, unmanageability. The chirp of our, and it's chirping now, but because I don't have any batteries for smoke alarms. I forgot to get any, and so it's chirping. And my dog freaked out, of course, and was scratching the door to get out of the house at, I don't know, 5-something this morning. So I, instead of turning lights on, I'm literally stumbling around in the dark. We're newly in this apartment, and getting her out onto the balcony where she is right now so that she can feel safe. And then I step in a puddle of water because she has knocked over her water dish in the process. And I'm barefoot, and I'm, you know, in barely any pajamas. That was unmanageable. I was stumbling around in the dark. And I've got to tell you, in this disease, when I lost all the weight on my own, multiple times, I was at the size I wanted to be, or in my thick head, a little below that, right? Because that's, to me, normal. It's not. It's unhealthy. When I was doing that, my life didn't become more manageable. All the things I thought would fall into place didn't. It's the same with just being abstinent and not in recovery, not having a spiritual solution, just having the food down. Oh, my goodness. Miserable for me. It's not fun to be abstinent without recovery. What's recovery? Working all the steps daily and having the spiritual remedy, having this, oh my goodness, I can't do this, but there is a power greater than myself that can't, because I can't stay abstinent on my own forever. But more than that, abstinent lives my life. And today, thank you, I have this solution where I can turn on the light and I don't have to stumble around and join the light with you. Thank you. I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Chanel T. Thank you so much for getting us started. Well, we're now going to open up the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So if you shared on Wednesday or Thursday on any of our vision meetings, please allow others the opportunity to share today. Please keep your share to 3 minutes to allow time for as many people as possible to share too. I'll remind you with the timer when time is up, or just let you know your time is up. Okay. I'm going to get the first lineup. We'll get your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share on that paragraph?
Lisa N.
Barbara E.
I've got Lisa N. I've got Barbara E.
Charlene G.
Was that Chardine or Charlene?
Charlene.
Charlene. And what was your last initial, Charlene?
G.
G. Gotcha. Do we have anyone else who wants to get in on this first lineup? Okay, well, we'll start here. I've got Lisa N, Barbara E, Charlene G. Oh, was that a male voice?
Jeff A.
Okay, I've got you, Jeff A. So we'll start
Janice
with Lisa.
K.
Okay, I've got Janice K. Anybody else? Okay, we'll pause there. Lisa N, Barbara E, Charlene G, Jeff A, Janice K. We're going to start with Lisa N, followed by Barbara E. And please, everyone, let us know where you're calling from when you share. And good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you so much for your service today. Good morning, everyone. Great opening share. I'm from Wisconsin, by the way. And I went right back to when I went to Overeaters Anonymous, I don't know, 14 years ago, and it was an in-person meeting, of course, and I don't know if there were phone meetings then, maybe there were, but I went to this meeting for 2 years thinking I knew who God was. I knew that those people there were not, you know, like as advanced spiritually as I was. Yes, I was that arrogant, and I probably still can be. It was about 2 years before I could really get that gift of desperation, which I was so grateful for. Because, yeah, I kept taking the weight off, and then I put it back on while I was in the rooms, and I wasn't working the program at all. But then I got that fear, and so I listened to somebody that I had heard, and I thought, she knows what she's talking about. She's got it. And she was talking about her higher power. She was talking about how OA had saved her life. And I wanted that. And so I did work with her, and she ended up leaving the program because of her religion. But I realized that I had known nothing about my spirit of the universe, of my God, and I needed to change that whole attitude. And it's not a once and done thing. It's a gradual thing. I learn a little bit more about myself, a little bit more about what my higher power can do for me. Because I can't do anything, I'm powerless, but my higher power has all the power. So I learned that, and I'm so grateful because my ideas did not work, and the God idea does and continues to. And thank you for letting me share with that. I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa N. from Washington. Next, we've got Barbara E., followed by Charlene G., and let us know where you're calling from, Barbara.
I'm Barbara W. I'm sorry. It's Barbara W.
Barbara W. I've got you.
Yes.
Okay. Is this Barbara E. or Barbara W. now?
Okay. I want to thank God for this program because I came in years ago, and I was an alcoholic. And that's how I learned about OA through Bill B. Bill, knowing that about his disease. And then when I got in the program of alcohol, I had relapsed. I came back, I got sobered again. And then I didn't realize that my alcohol addiction turned to food. I got from the alcohol and turned to eating and the sugar. And I always was a person that loved sugar, loved to have candy and all these pops and whatnot. So I was involved with that, eating the way I wanted to eat. And I learned that that's how I was learning how to do things the way I wanted. It was my way. My will, not God's will. And as I got older and got into the program of OA, I realized that I was doing things the wrong way, and I was told that I had to learn to work the steps the same way I did the steps with AA. And then I turned it over into OA. And that's how I was able to get sober and even with the food, get off the sugar, because the sugar was a bad kick for me. I have to still be careful that I don't get sidetracked by other people and what they're doing. I was the kind of person that whatever you did, I need to be doing. Copycat. I was a little copycat and a sneaky one at that. But I learned staying in God's will and doing the things that God pointed out is best for me and working the steps and listening to other people in the program. And this is how I'm learning to do what's best for me. We're all different creatures. We all are here, but we all have a different journey to take, a different way. And I had to learn that. I learned to put the food down, put the booze down, put all the crap down. And this is how I'm learning now more than ever. Can you believe it? At 69 years old, still will be soon be 70, learning how to live and quote with my everyday life. And it is amazing how my higher power is teaching me and how I'm learning so much about life. And some days are not just always happy. Some days it's tough. Like step 7 tells me, the acid test comes, and I may want to just, I want to have that. I want to go get that because I'm mad. No, I can't. I have to stop, pray, work the step, get close to God, and I have to reflect, get quiet, and listen. And you know what? My higher power is helping me every day. The food is changed, but the problems still come up, and I'm learning through the steps how to work with the problem. So I'm so happy to be amongst the people. So thanks for letting me share.
Well, thank you so much, Barbara W. And where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay, gotcha. And it seems that we had a double Barbara situation. So Barbara E., would you like to share?
Yes, I would.
Thank you.
It's Barbara E., coincidentally from New Jersey as well. And I just would like to thank you and everyone on this meeting and in the program and wish you all a happy new year. Because for some of us, this evening at sundown has a special significance. So as the sun goes down tonight, I'm going to pray that I may try to avoid judgment and criticism, and pray that I may always try to build up others instead of tearing them down. Because some days it seems like my struggles will never end. The pain, the loss, the heartaches, the failures, where is the strength to go on? So if I begin my day by acknowledging that all things pass, that given time, effort, and patience, I can accept or accomplish many things I thought I never could do. But for me, patience doesn't mean complacency. On the contrary, each day in recovery for me requires a new attitude, a new outlook that in time generates its own positive energy for growth and change. And I know some of us, including me, went through life thinking I didn't have to follow any guidelines. Somehow I got the idea that special circumstances placed me above the rules. I looked for shortcuts and rebelled against the tedium of discipline. Considering myself exceptional, I decided to make my own guides. They were usually based on doing what I felt like when I felt like it. And you know where that got me? Absolutely down in a hole, so dark and dank and low, I never thought I'd see the light of day. So I know I have to follow that I can't adjust the program. I have to follow the rules and work it as it is, not like I would like it to be. And when some of us, at least me, came into the program, I was skeptical about the need for this higher power. But this is a spiritual program, not a religious one. So my higher power can be love, the power of the universe, but my higher power only needs willingness and the space of a needle to come into my heart. And once I accepted the rules at a gut level, it led me out of negative restraint into positive freedom. by following a simple few guidelines, become free from slavery to compulsive overeating and self-centered confusion. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, everyone. And again, thank you all for being part of my OA family. Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Barbara E. from New Jersey. Next up, we've got followed by Jeff A. Good morning, Charlene.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you for your service, and thank you all who make this meeting so available to me. I love how there's just this kindness, and you see how people work together in the background when things give glitches. I just love this meeting. I heard yesterday someone say, and I want to echo it, you guys mean more to me than you'll ever know. You are my light. You are light in this really, really dark world that can have some dark, heavy darkness. You bring light, and you are light, and I'm just so grateful to you. You know, I've just enjoyed so much watching me to more and more information that will bless my heart and bless my soul. He keeps bringing me. Recently, he brought me to learn how he worked in my life with things unfolding, with words, truth, teachings, things that help reinforce the messages that are being shared here in this inspired book. Once I learned who my higher power was, a loving God, and that he wanted to help me solve all my problems, and I can start to trust, and that he not only wants to be to help me change my heart, but he wants to help me do so. And he is who can help me be healed of all these maladies, these bedevilments. He wants me to have a better life and to live more abundantly. And I shortchanged myself for so many years. And he does it for my sake. He wants me to be of service and love and become a better me for my sake. You know, I just drove by a Starbucks, and there's a long line, and I was so addicted to caffeine for so long, for decades, and I thought, well, you can have my flour and sugar, God, but please. I mean, I depended on it. It got me going. I needed it to knock off the edge, and I went to great lengths to get that ingredient, and I even thought, maybe I need to join a caffeine OA anonymous meeting. I tell you that because today, I lean on God when I need that extra oomph, when I feel anxious and need the edge knocked off. He is my source, and I had a block. I had such blocks in my attitude. And so today, because of you, because of this meeting, because of the 12 steps, because of the fellowship and the service and all in directions, doing what my sponsor asked me to do, I now try to live with his will in my mind. And I'll just quote, refer to the words in the big book. I carry the vision of God's will into all my activities, my thoughts, my words. These are thoughts which must be constantly with me. And I, again, thank you for your service and for each of you being here. And if you're a newcomer, you're in the right place. And I pass.
And Charlene, before you hit star one, where are you calling from?
Yeah, sorry, Charlene G. from Utah.
Thank you so much, Charlene. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Well, before we go to our next person, if you're just joining us, let me fill you in on where we're at. So we're on page 52, the third full paragraph, beginning with, when we saw others solve their problems, ending with, but the God idea did. And we read and we're commenting on just that one paragraph this morning. So Jeff A., you're up next, followed by Janice K. Please let us know where you're calling from.
Okay, my name's Jeff A. in California. This paragraph's been important to me. For me, though, I've had this situation before. We have an election, and at another time, I end up getting everything I wanted that election. And guess what? the next day or the next day after that, suddenly I was upset again and angry. And it had nothing to do with the politics. I'm an angry person. And I'm scared. I almost want to be scared. I don't know how to say that, but it had nothing to do with politics. It had to do with me. I'm doing sober eating, and guess what? I do it one meal at a time, and it has everything to do with me, not anybody else. This program has been a lifesaver for me. I couldn't deal with life otherwise. And so I go to this meeting. I'm doing service in another OA meeting. I go 6 times a week. You know, I listen. Sometimes I speak. My higher power cares for me, loves me. And he told me to go to OA 3.5 years ago. And I was like, why? I've never been obese. And he's like, go anyways. And I'm like, okay, fine. And thank heavens. I mean, first year I couldn't get sober to save my life. But anyways, I just work at it like my hair is on fire. And that's where I got to be. So, okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff A. from California. Next, we've got Janice K. Good morning, Janice. Janice, are you there? Can you hit *1 to unmute, please?
Okay. According to the phone, I am now unmuted. Okay. Hi.
You are.
This is Janice K. from Central Oregon here. Oh, the words that hit me were the ones about, we saw others solve their problems. I came to OA to find hope. And I found hope, and I pursued it such as I was able. For a number of years, I once heard someone describe what was offered as a 9-tool program, and it worked for them, for many people. 9 tools are quite enough, but I needed more, and eventually I saw someone who had a 12-step program, and let me tell you, they blew the 9-tool people out of the water. They were so steady. They could handle anything. I wanted what they had, and they led me here. So the important thing is to reach out to others and not to tell them what to do, but to show them what works. Some meetings that I attend branch into regular OA literature, and we read the stories and we comment on them. And I'm always astounded that the last paragraph fits, almost always. There's a lot about the last paragraph where they talk about their recovery, and I can identify with those. I look at that, and they talk about a better life than I imagine. Yep, check, got that. Happy, joyous, and free. Well, you notice it accounting, you know, taking the trudge into account. Yeah, happy, joyous, and free. Got a way better shot at it now. If I can't be happy, you know, joyous can and serenity count a lot. Peace is worthwhile. It's worth having, even if there's a storm outside. And we find that, you know, it does happen through reliance on the spirit of the universe. It's amazing to see people grow. And it talks about it in the big book. It says, you know, in the section on the shipwreck, I think that's chapter 2 or 3, how you watch people grow. Watch them become happy. It's a great trip. And those of you who are here, thank you for showing me the way I pass.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Janice. Katie from Oregon. And we can now get some more names of people who would like to share. Just a reminder, if you share it on Wednesday or Thursday on any Vision meeting, please allow others the opportunity to share today. And please keep your share to 3 minutes so we can get as many people in as possible. If you'd like to share, please let us know your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from.
Leah S.
Ohio. I've got you, Dion R. from Ohio.
I mean from Georgia. I'm sorry.
Oh, from Georgia, formerly from Ohio.
Joan Marie M. from Nevada.
I've got you, Joan Marie M.
Thank you.
And I think that might take us home. We might be able to get one more in. Was there someone else who wanted to share? Well, we'll go with these three and see how it goes. So I've got Leah S., Dion R., Joan Marie M. Leah, you're going to be up first, followed by Dion R., and please let us know where you're calling from. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Leah S., and I'm a recovered and recovering compulsive overeater from Brooklyn, New York. And I'm so glad that I got on to this meeting. It's just the right time, the right thing, the right... it always seems to be that. And that's what this paragraph is talking about. You know, like, all of a sudden I'm seeing things that are happening that just feel right. They are right. And I wasn't so aware before. What does before mean when I was in the food? Everything, absolutely everything was about the food. Whether I went to a party, whether I went to a funeral, everywhere there's food and what kind of food and which is going to satisfy me and what is going to do this thing for me. And, you know, when I heard spiritual people, I thought to myself, what a cult this is. And then I said to myself, I have no other choice. I really have no other choice. And so I started listening, and I started listening and started practicing things that they were saying. And then I finally took a sponsor. And then I was so defiant. And then I finally gave in. So what I'm saying is that I was the real McCoy. I was really angry in here, and I didn't even know how angry I was and how I came in here and found my own spiritual higher power. And then I became a different person. I felt it, but I wasn't prepared that all the others around me would comment on it. Hey, what happened to you? Hey, you know. So, yes, my life has changed. I didn't know how bad it was and how good it could be if I only trusted that higher power. And with that, I will pass.
Well, thank you so much, Leah S. from New York. Next, we've got Dion R., followed by Joan Marie M. Good morning, Dion.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Stephanie, for your service and everyone. Ditto with that beautiful share from everyone. It's just lovely to be in the meeting. I know I'm in the right place at the right time, and I'm so grateful. It's with me, too. It says, we saw others solve their problems by a simple reliance on the spirit of the universe. And that little, I can put a bracket around it. Spirit of the universe. to me, it could be anything. God, Buddha, whoever, the good, great creator. It's a spirit, not spirits. For me, it had to be a spirit of the universe. I used to think it was spirits. That's when everybody else was in charge. To know there's one divine that's in charge, that captured me. And it helped me. Through you people, the beautiful people of OA and many 12-step programs, you guys reminded me that that was a loving God that I can adopt or allow him to adopt me, right? Didn't know that I was already owned by him, right? So the gift is, for me, is knowing that there was one greater. And I saw it, something in the room. I felt it most of time, like a steel. And I felt something different. I didn't know what it was, but I wanted to come back. I kept coming back for 30-something years. But I had to come back because there was something in the room that I felt, that I loved, that I wanted. And today I have it. But it took a while. You know, it was the little engine that could. I think I can. And then I have it, you know. Or he has me. The higher power has me, my higher power. And with that, it's just allow me to be a lamp. Allow me to be the lamp to share that light with someone else who needs it. Where we can get rid of, where I can get rid of my old ideas of thinking that I'm going to run something. And I was so angry. I was so irritable, restless. Discontent. And today I have peace, love, and happiness for all. And with that, I'm going to pass. I have nothing else, but just want to shout out that there is light in this room. And with that, I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Dion R. from Georgia. Next, we've got Joan Marie M. from Nevada. Good morning, Joan Marie.
Good morning, everyone. What beautiful shares. Wow, this program is awesome, as I can say all the time. I'm going to skip around a little bit, but it's the God idea. I want to gear in on that, because on the next page that we're not at yet, but it says either God is everything or else he's nothing. And so I'll say that the program has helped me tremendously. But once I put the food down with the power and grace of God, it's God. I was blocking that power by making food my higher power. And today, I don't want to do that anymore. Life is so much better. It's not perfect by any means, and I'm not perfect, and that's okay with me. Yeah, so I'm so grateful for the program, like I said. And then it said on the other page that we read before, to say that the consciousness of a presence of God today is the most important fact in my life, and that is so true. If I block it with anything, the other day I didn't listen in my spirit with what the Lord was saying to me, and I took it on my own. And did it work out right? No. I wound up having to apologize. I happened to have a sticky situation that I put in his hands, said, I'm sorry, help me get out of this, and he does. But I have to apologize. I have to realize that I'm not running the show anymore, that he is. I have to remember to stay still and know that he's God. And with that, I pass. Thank you, guys.
Well, thank you so much, Joan Marie M. from Nevada. And, yeah, we got time for one more. Who would like to close this out with a three-minute share?
Don B.
Hi, Don. And where are you calling from?
California.
All righty. All right, Dawn, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Yeah, this is Dawn B., recovered in Southern California. It's great to be on the line today. Love this paragraph. We saw others solve their problems by a simple reliance on the spirit of the universe. Wow, that is a fantastic sentence, and it's so very, very true. I came home the other day. I'd been out and pulled into the garage, and all of a sudden all this list of things filled my mind of all these things, you know, stressors that I felt like I needed to take care of. And all of a sudden I realized, you know what? Wait a second. I don't have to handle any of this. all I need to do is step back away from the issue, turn to my higher power, and say, how would you have me handle this one? And that's all I need to do. And it's a beautiful, beautiful way of life. And truly, that is the answer to my problems. Rather than jumping in there and reacting with my knee-jerk reaction, you know, and getting involved and getting all stressed out and thinking, you know, acting agnostic, forgetting that, and how I act agnostic is when I forget that there's a power greater than myself who loves me beyond what I can begin to comprehend with my mind, is holding me in God's arms so safely and so securely, and really wants to provide for me all my problems with divine abundance. Loves me beyond what I can comprehend and delights in me exactly as I am. And when I relax and remember those things and take time in the morning to rest and just be in that infinitely loving presence and just open myself up to God's presence and God's action and just welcome God into my life, and then from that space, you know, go about my day, and when things come up, I just pause and I look to God and I say, how would you have me handle this one, God? What would you have me say? Please give me your words, God. Help me to see this person more like you see them. Help me to love them as you would delight in me loving them. Help me to see this situation, God, more like you see it. Your will be done, not mine. May your will be my only goal. And may your will being done be the only outcome that I'm invested in. And that's just a beautiful way of life and a lovely way to live. And I'm so grateful for this life-changing program. You know, it took me 34 years in the rooms before I was able to get abstinent for any length of period of time. And now, all thanks be to God, it's been 12 years. And I am so very grateful. It is absolutely God doing for me what I cannot do for myself. And this is a life-changing program for me. And it helps me to handle all of my issues with a peace and a grace, because I'm not in this alone. This is not on my shoulders. I just can step back, look to my higher power, and say, how would you have me handle this one, God? Give me your words. Your will be done, not mine. May your will be my only goal. And that's all I have. Thank you so much for letting me share. This is absolutely a life-changing program, and my life is not the same, and it is a blessing. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much. What a great way to close us out today. And we're right at time, so we will now close the meeting with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And Wendy M., can you please read A Vision for You? Wendy M., are you there? Can you press star 1 to unmute, please?
Hi, I was muted. Sorry about that. Thank you, Stephanie. Wendy M., recovered in Boulder, Colorado. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit. You will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.